You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's make our official turn towards the divisional round of the NFL playoffs on Thursday, January 20th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We begin with the Philadelphia Eagles and general manager Howie Roseman, who spoke with the media today to wrap up their 2021 season, and he confirmed they expect Jalen Hurts to be their starting quarterback for 2022.
And you know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. The last time we talked, was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Of course, the Eagles have 3 first-round draft picks, so they will try to add some weapons around Hurts and see what they have in their quarterback moving forward. Roughly 7 weeks after he had surgery to repair a core muscle issue, Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb is expected to return this week for the Green Bay Packers, according to head coach Matt LaFleur. Packers star left tackle David Bakhtiari, who's still trying to make his way back from that knee injury, was limited in practice. Defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday afternoon. What was once one of the best offensive lines in the NFL might be shorthanded against a formidable Rams pass rush. Center Ryan Jensen and right tackle Tristan Wirfs did not participate in practice on Wednesday. Head coach Bruce Arians confirmed earlier in the week that it's probably going to go all the way up till Friday before they'll have a status on their stud offensive linemen. Bruce Arians' wallet also got a little lighter on Wednesday. During their wild card matchup, Arians was seen swiping at Bucs player Andrew Adams, saying after the game he was attempting to make sure Adams didn't pull players from a pile. Well, the NFL decided to fine Arians $50,000 for his actions in that football game. Kansas City Chiefs running back Darrell Williams, still dealing with the toe injury, and cornerback Rashad Fenton, dealing with a back injury, did not practice on Wednesday, according to head coach Andy Reid. Cincinnati Bengals have a huge matchup against the number one seed in the AFC, Tennessee Titans, this weekend. Defensive end Trey Hendrickson in the NFL's concussion protocol was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. Titans running back Derrick Henry took part in padded practice this week for the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel said they'll see how he responds the rest of the week in practice and decide by Friday whether they believe he can be activated for Sunday's contest against the Bengals. Henry has been on injured reserve with a foot injury since November 1st. Los Angeles Rams confirmed tackle Andrew Whitworth is day-to-day with an ankle injury. They won't know until later in the week if he'll be available this weekend against the Bucs. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy had his end-of-season press conference with the media on Wednesday. McCarthy confirmed that he spent time with Jerry Jones after the game, and he met with the Cowboys owner/general manager on Monday. Asked how his job status was addressed, McCarthy said they were very positive conversations. As was confirmed earlier in the week by Stephen Jones, sounds like McCarthy is in place moving forward for the Cowboys. Tons of NFL head coaching interviews/general manager interview news to get to, so we're just going to burn through all of it. The Dolphins interviewed 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel for their head coaching job on Wednesday. Cowboys coordinators Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore are expected to interview with the Dolphins later today. Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator Vance Joseph has his interview on Friday. And Rams running back coach Thomas Brown's interview is also set for Friday. Dan Quinn's actually been really busy since the Cowboys season was ended this past weekend. He also completed an interview with the Minnesota Vikings. The Denver Broncos will interview Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan for their head coaching job later today. Callahan worked for the Broncos from 2010 to 2016. The Broncos also conducted two interviews on Wednesday, speaking with Patriots defensive assistant Gerard Mayo in the morning and Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon in the afternoon. Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell is scheduled to speak with them on Friday. The Raiders conducted their interview with interim head coach Rich Bisaccia on Wednesday for their vacant head coaching job. While it seems like a long shot, it can't be ignored the job that Bisaccia did with this Raiders team this season. Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel Ryan Poles had his second interview with the Giants on Wednesday. The Giants are scheduled to conduct a second interview with 49ers Assistant General Manager Adam Peters for their general manager position. Peters is the third known finalist in New York, joining Buffalo's Joe Schoen as well as Kansas City's Ryan Pohl. Colts Assistant GM Ed Dodds informed the Bears he's withdrawing his name from their general manager search. But the Bears are planning a second interview next week with Colts Defensive Coordinator Matt Eberflus for their head coaching position. The Cleveland Browns confirmed that Baker Mayfield had successful shoulder surgery to repair his torn labrum on his non-throwing shoulder. They expect Baker Mayfield to make a full recovery for the 2022 season. That's all I got for you today on Thursday, January 20th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later today. It's the Look Ahead with Rob Statz-Guerrera and RJ Ochoa as they dive into each and every one of these divisional round matchups. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.